Learning Sefer Tehillim. This is Shiur number 33. We are using the commentary of Ma'am Loes by Rabbi Shmuel Yishalmi. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, for yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for listening to any of our other hundreds of Torah lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. We are holding in chapter 66, Pasuk 15, may the learning of Torah also be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinda Manila of blessed memory. Again, chapter 66, Pasuk 15. We already learned part of the Pasuk last time. I'm going to repeat the Pasuk right now. Olos meichim ma'aleloch im ketores elim esa bokoi im maturim selo. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fatlings with the sweet smoke of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats, selah. Said Rabbi Idi, it appears from here that David desired to emulate the offerings of the princesses of the 12 tribes in the desert. They were the only ones who brought offerings of bullocks and rams and sheep, as the Torah says in Chumash Bamidbar. According to our Chachamim, the Ketores mentioned here refers to an actual incense offering. Thus the Pasuk reads, with incense offering and rams, beloved is the incense offering, for David desired to offer incense. The offerings of the princesses included, first of all, the incense offering. Thus it says regarding the offerings of each prince, one spoon of 10 shekels of gold full of incense. Pasuk Tezayin, Pasuk 16. Lechu shimu v'sapro kol yirei lekim. Come and hear, all you who fear Hashem, and I will declare what He has done for my soul. Having said earlier, come and see the works of Hashem that He performed for our nation, David continues here, come and hear, all you who fear Hashem, and I will declare what He has done for my soul. I will relate what He did for me personally. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk 17. Elo pikurasi veromam tachas ishoni. I cried to Him with my mouth, and He was extolled with my tongue. Behold, the good that He has done for me. Whenever I cried out to Him with my mouth, I also extolled Him with my tongue. To be able to do so is a great favor. This indicates that one must not raise one's voice unduly at prayer. Our Chachamim teach, whoever raises his voice when praying is of the false prophets, as the Torah says, and they cried aloud, Pasuk that's found in Melachim Aleph. Accordingly, David says here, I cried out, although I cried out, it was a whisper within my mouth. Even when I raise my voice, it comes out tachas lishoni, literally from under my tongue. Pasuk Yudches, Pasuk 18. Oven im ra'isi belibi lo yishma adonai. If I beheld iniquity in my heart, Hashem would not hear. When I had an evil thought, David says, Hashem would not reckon it against me as an evil deed. Hence, our Chachamim infer from here that Hashem does not equate a wrongful thought with a wrongful deed. The exception is an idolatrous thought, that thought being the deed. If I beheld iniquity in my heart, if I myself became aware of a wrongdoing, which I regretted, then Hashem would not hear accusations against me about this sin, for I had already clearly not forgotten Him. The commentators thus explain the following prayer. For you remember all the forgotten things forever, you remember all those who want to make themselves forget. Some explain David's words as follows. If I beheld iniquity in my heart, that is, whenever I had some evil thought, I said to myself that assuredly Hashem would not hear my prayer. So I would endeavor to free my heart of every wrongful thought. Pasuk Yutes, Pasuk 19. Ochein shama lekim hikshi v'kol tefilasi. But in truth, Hashem has heard, He has attended to the voice of my prayer. In truth, however, even if I beheld iniquity in my heart, Hashem would hear my prayer to Him. He attended to the voice of my prayer. Another interpretation says, David's intent is to fortify the people of Israel. When they are in exile, let them not despair but pray. For in truth, Hashem is heard, He has attended to the voice of my prayer, even when it was not offered in fullest devotion. If this was true for me, a single individual, It is surely true for an entire congregation. I cried to him with my mouth. I asked Hashem for the proper words of prayer. And he was extolled with my tongue even before I had actually uttered the words of praise that precede the prayer. Although he does not consider inquisitive thoughts, Hashem is heard. He considers prayer and thought. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Even when he previously answered my prayer was nevertheless beloved before Hashem, and he listened to it. Pasuk Chav, Pasuk 20. Baruch Lekim Ashlo Heshit Tivilosi Vechastom Iti. Blessed be Hashem, who has not turned away my prayer, not his loving kindness from me. David thanks Hashem for not having turned away his prayer. Rather, he welcomed it, granted it. Blessed be Hashem, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his loving kindness from me. A man will sometimes petition for something that's not good for him, and Hashem does not hear his petition. He listens to the prayer, but then does what is good for the person. Accordingly, David says, blessed be Hashem, who has not turned away my prayer, but he heard my petition, and did not turn away his loving kindness from me by doing what is good for me. David was in the habit of saying, I myself am fearful of saying things before Hashem, lest I stumble in my words, or lest I have inquitted in my heart. Therefore I said, let it be the will of Hashem to grant my request without my mouth having spoken. However, I merited that Hashem has heard, he has attended to the voice of my prayer. I gave utterance to the tongue, pasuk that's found in Mishlei, and I did not stumble. For this I thank him, blessed be Hashem, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his loving kindness from me. Chapter 67, Pasuk 1. Lam Netzeach ben Ginos Mizmor Shir. For the conductor with the Ginos string music of psalm, a song. The present psalm speaks of the days of Mashiach. We will then be worthy of great abundance, and the name of Hashem will be sanctified. For the end of days, all the nations will go in the way of Hashem and render glory to his name. This is found a few psukim further. This will inspire the Jewish people to be strong in faith and to walk in the light of Hashem always. As the Torah says in Shmuel Beis, why are you the last to bring the king back to his house? Following the previous pasuk which spoke of the exile, David offers a prayer to quicken the redemption. It's a prayer for spiritual deliverance and material deliverance. Some explain that the present psalm, like the foregoing two psalms, pertains to the Beis Hamikdash. As it is the continuation of the foregoing, once again David's name is not mentioned. Pasuk Beis, Pasuk 2. Elohim Yuchanenu Bivorchenu Yo'er Pono Vitonu Selov. Hashem favor us with grace and bless us, may he cause his face to shine towards us, Selah. David HaMelech lists three forms of well-being that Hashem will bestow upon us following the building of the Holy Beis Mikdash in Zion. One, Hashem will favor us with grace, save us from trouble. Two, he will bless us with the temporary good of wealth and possessions, honor, children, and life. Three, he will cause his face to shine towards us, bestow of his beneficent influence to illuminate our understanding. We will attain a complete grasp of the abstract principles of the Torah. By means of Hashem's light, we will see light, just as the body sees by means of the eyes. He entreats further, Hashem favor us with grace to redeem us even when we are not worthy of it. Bless us to become a populous nation, for in exile we have been reduced to a small number. May he cause his face to shine towards us by illuminating our eyes to see wonders in his Torah. Thus our Chachamim have expounded, and I will favor with grace whom I will favor with grace, a pasuk that is found in Chumash Shemos. Even if he's not worthy, here too accordingly the Torah says, may Hashem favor us with grace and bless us. Then the blessing and grace will never be terminated. May Hashem favor us with grace and bless us with material benefits, and also cause his face to shine upon us with spiritual and mental attainments. But let it only be with us, itonu, after we ourselves have done our part to prepare for His grace and blessing. Then we shall never sell again and in no aspect be lacking in light. May the blessing which Hashem blessed be, He bestows upon us be via the shine of His face and by His grace. Let it not be as it had been until now, that they ate their bread with anxiety, a pasuk that is found in Sefer Yecheskel. The way it was until now may be likened to an angry father who, instead of handing food to his son, throws it down in front of him. Now that all the curses listed in the Torah have already come true in us, henceforth let Hashem favor us with a grace and bless us. May He cause His face to shine towards us forever. Until now He concealed His face from us. From now on, let His supervision and the shine of His face be towards us forever, before all the nations. Another reading says, at the redemption, may He cause His face to shine together with us forever. So long as the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, continues to be in exile together with us, His great name is profaned among the nations. Grace is a gift from Hashem, rather than a reward for merit. The Almighty is not like a king of flesh and blood who bestows blessing because the recipient of the blessing has found favor in his eyes, and with the passing of favor, the king's blessing ceases. We have faith that when He will favor us with grace and bless us, He will cause His face to shine upon us forever. Another reading says, with us forever, His light and our light will go together. Even as God causes His light to shine upon us, our own light will not set. It will continue. According to the Medrash, Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, in this world you were blessed on account of others, but in the future I will bless you with my mouth. Thus it says, Hashem will favor us with grace and bless us. It is the way of flesh and blood that when one wants a favor from someone, he will first present him with a gift to elicit his goodwill. The greater the number of gifts offered, however, the amount of goodwill elicited by each successive gift is less and less. So to speak, the shine of the recipient's face will continue to diminish. Hashem's way is different. After He will have favored us with grace and blessed us, the shine of His face will continue towards us forever, never dimming. Pasuk 3. That your way be known upon the earth, your deliverance among all nations. What is the end purpose of the redemption? That your way be known upon the earth by your attitude to do good for your people. When this purpose is achieved, the peoples will give thanks to you, the nations will be glad and sing for joy. Following the redemption, we will be able to discern the ways of your goodness anywhere on earth. The Medrash says similarly, said Rabbi Bachaya, Hashem does not help Israel succeed at what they do except in order to make known His might and proclaim His name. Accordingly, David says, as found later on, in Yehuda is Hashem known, His name is great in Israel. And he also says another pasuk, Sefer Tehillim, nevertheless He saved them for the sake of His name. It means that He might make His mighty power to be known. That your way be known upon the earth, if you will favor us with grace, everyone will know that this is your way upon the earth, to repay the righteous with the good and the wicked with the bad. That is what Moshe wanted to know when he said, show me now your way, a pasuk that is found in Chumash Shemos. Thus Hashem answered him, I will favor with grace whom I will favor with grace. He will make it known to him that he is worthy of grace. Your way may be known upon the earth. Make known your way of perfection among the people of the earth by granting us those three good things. Not only in the land of Israel will I then make known the miracles you perform, but I will tell of your deliverance among all the nations. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Yoducha Amim Lehim, Yoducha Amim Kulam. Let the peoples give thanks to you, O Hashem. Let the peoples give thanks to you, all of them. After I will make all this known in the land of Israel, the peoples will give thanks to you. Here the peoples refers to the tribes of Israel, as it says, and I will make of you a multitude of peoples, a pasuk that is found in Chumash Bereishis. They will not be the only ones to give thanks, however, but also the peoples, all of them, all the peoples everywhere. They will give thanks for having merited to know that all the earth will be full of the knowledge of Hashem, as waters cover the sea, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Pasuk Hey, Pasuk 5. Yismuchu v'irananu le'umim ki sishpot amim mishor u'le'umim bo'oris tanchem selah. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you will judge the peoples with equity and lead the nations upon the earth selah. When the Jewish people will establish a social order based on equity, then nations and tribes of Israel will be glad and sing for joy. For you will judge the peoples with equity by bestowing the aforesaid three blessings. These are relief from affliction, material well-being, and spiritual attainment. You will then lead the nations upon the earth by properly constituted government. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. The word Yismuchu is comprised of the same letters as Meshicha, his anointed. When the Mashiach comes, they will be glad and sing for joy. Then you will lead the nations upon the land, which refers to Gog and Magog nations, who will oppose the Mashiach and the Jewish people, as it says, and bring you against the mountains of Israel, a pasuk that is found in Yechezkel. All the other nations, however, those that will not come to wage war, will acknowledge that you judge the righteous man in accordance with his righteousness and the wicked man in accordance with his wickedness. They will admit that it was on account of the wickedness of the nations that Hashem bestowed the land of Israel upon the Jewish people as an inheritance. The Torah mentions three categories of nations: peoples that acknowledge you, O Hashem, meaning those who wronged Israel and whom Hashem punished, thus forcing them to acknowledge him; peoples that give thanks to you, all of them, meaning those who neither wronged nor helped, and those who benefit Israel and upon whom Hashem bestows his beneficence. These kingdoms will come before the King Mashiach to serve him. These nations in particular will be glad and sing with joy when they behold that you did judge the peoples with equity. They will rejoice when they see that every nation was repaid in accordance with its deeds. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Yoducha Amim Lehim, Yoducha Amim Kulam. Let the peoples give thanks to you, O Hashem, let the peoples give thanks to you, all of them. The singer repeats, the peoples will then give thanks to you for your fair judgments, and all of them will also give thanks for the peace and quiet that will reign on earth. I ask for these things for two reasons. The peoples who will know only these successes should also acknowledge you and believe in you, and that your name be sanctified at my hand. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Eretz Nasna Yevulo Yevarchenu Lekim Eloheinu. The earth, the land, has yielded her increase. May Hashem, our God, bless us. Although many peoples, tribes of Israel, will come into the land, and they will require a great deal of food, the earth will yield her increase even after having already yielded her bounty. May Hashem, our God, bless us with such great plenty that all the peoples will be sated and still have an excess. It is indicated that the earth itself will yield her increase without the need to plow and plant. Thus our Chachamim have taught. Similarly, may there be abundance of grain in the land upon the top of the mountains. The wheat itself will be as fine flour. A subtle interpretation reads, the land has yielded her increase. The purpose of the exile was that servants of God should become plentiful in the world, just as one plants a few seeds and reaps a great many. Similarly, it says, for as the earth brings forth her growth, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so Hashem will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. A pasuk that is found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Our Chachamim have given the same interpretation to days to come. Yaakov will take root, Israel will blossom and bud, and the face of the world will be filled with fruit. Every planting requires Hashem's blessing, otherwise the seeds would perish. We also need a blessing to produce fruit. Pasuk 8. Yivarchenu Elokim v'yiru oso klatzei oretz. May Hashem bless us, let all the ends of the earth fear Him. It is fitting that Hashem bless us, for as a result, His name will be glorified. Even those peoples who dwell at the ends of the earth will come to see His glory. When others tell Him about everything that happened, they will fear Him. Thus it will then come true that which is said about us. You will spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. They will also give thanks to you that the earth has yielded her increase. For Hashem will bless us with enough abundance to sustain others as well. May God bless us, as it says similarly, that Hashem will give that which is good, and our land will yield her produce. The pasuk that's found later on in Sefer Tehillim. May Hashem bless us, and let all the ends of the earth fear Him, as it says, O praise Hashem, all you nations, laud Him, all your peoples, for His loving kindness is great towards us. After the blessing will come true in us, namely, that you will spread abroad to the west and to the east, and to the north and to the south. As found in Chumash Bereishis, there will be God-fearing men everywhere, even in all the ends of the earth. It is customary to recite the present psalm during the period of counting the Omer. This is based on a tradition that the psalm was inscribed on the shield of David in the form of a menorah lamp. Three consecutive psukim formed the three tubes of the menorah on one side. Hashem, favor us with grace, that your way may also be known upon the earth. Let the peoples give thanks to you. These three verses form the other side. Let the peoples give thanks to you. The earth has yielded her increase. May Hashem bless us. The middle tube consisted of the pasuk, O let the nations be glad and sing, comprised 49 words, equal to the number of days that the Omer is counted. First pasuk of the psalm following the opening contains 7 words, as does the final pasuk, to indicate that it is a mitzvah to count 7 weeks, and that we are to pronounce at the end of each full week of counting, this is 1 week, etc., of the Omer. Even as David was complete in qualities of excellence and thus superior to his enemies, so was he victorious over them, for he placed his trust in the blessing of Hashem inscribed on his shield. The 7 psukim of this psalm correspond to the 7 tubes of the menorah lamp in the Mishkan, and the 49 words of the psalm correspond to the 49 gates of understanding. This is the 67th psalm, the numerical equivalent of the word Bina, understanding. These three terms of priestly blessing are mentioned in the present psalm, Yivarechecho Yochonecho Yoher. Possibly the pasuk of the blessing, Hashem turned His countenance towards you, a pasuk of Chumash Bamidbar, is alluded to in that pasuk, that your way may be known upon earth, your salvation among all nations. The nations will then understand that Hashem favors us with His attention. The final pasuk of the priestly blessing is the blessing of peace, which is indicated by the pasuk, the earth has yielded her increase, for when there is plenty, there is peace. Chapter 68, pasuk 1. Now, the Tzeach LeDavid Mizmor Shir, for the conductor of David, a psalm, a song. The present psalm was composed by David as a prayer for success in all his wars, even as Hashem has brought about great deliverance for our others, for He is the power and the might to do what He wants. Some perceive this psalm as relating to Sancheriv and his army. David foresaw prophetically that Sancheriv would wage war against King Chizkiyahu, and he prayed for his defeat. Others say that it was composed about the war of Gog and Magog, when the nations will gather against Hashem's redeemers. Another interpretation is that the psalm was composed by David when he was forced to wage war against the children of Ammon. Ammon had sent and hired Aram of Beit Rehob and the Ram of Tzoba and King Maacha and Ishtob, and David found himself fighting in the front and in the rear, as brought down in Shemuel Beis. He prayed for Hashem to rise up against them and cause them to flee, for there was no natural way that the Jews could otherwise be saved. His prayer was answered. Aram fled before Israel, and David smote their commander Shobach. Then all the other kings made peace with David. Accordingly, part of the present psalm is a prayer, and part of it is a song of exultation. When the war against these enemies took place, most of David's army was comprised of the tribes of Yehuda, Binyamin, Zebulun, and Naphtali. Their valor and might were displayed in the fighting, and for this reason they are mentioned here. The proof of their valor is that his enemies were scattered. Some say that David pleaded on behalf of his people in their future exile. May Hashem bestow his loving kindness upon them, even as he had shown his wonders in the past, from the time of the Exodus from Mitzrayim until the present. Thus David speaks of the psalm and the song, one for the past and one for the future. Pasuk Beis, Pasuk 2, Yakum Elokim Yafutsu Oyevov V'Yanusu Misanav Miponav. Let Hashem arise, let his enemies be scattered, and let those who hate him flee before him. Let Hashem arise, and this will be enough to cast fear upon his enemies. They will be scattered without David having to fight them. When those who hate him, a milder degree than actual enemies, will see the enemies scattered, they too will flee before him. When Hashem's flag is inscribed with the form of Hashem's name, Elohim, then the attribute of stern justice rules the world and punishes his enemies. When, however, the name Yudke Bovke, Lord, is inscribed, then the attribute of mercy rules the world. Accordingly, David says here, let Hashem rise, let his enemies be scattered, and let those who hate him flee before him. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Kehindov Oshon Tindov Kehimes Doneg B'pnei Eish Yovdu Rishoyim B'pnei Elokim. As smoke is driven away, so drive away, as wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of Hashem. As smoke is driven away by the wind, so let the wicked be dispersed. And as wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of Hashem. The term Hindov connotes a slow drifting away, just as wax melts slowly when it is before the fire rather than in it, so will the wicked gradually perish by the fire of Hashem. The righteous will be glad about this fire. Similarly, it says, in the future when Hashem will take the sun out of its sheath, the wicked will be judged, consumed by it, and the righteous will be delighted by it. The Medrash says, compare it to a king whose servants dwelt in the palace. They remained in the lower palace and he was in the upper palace. The servants below would ignite a fire and produce smoke that rose up to him. Similarly, the wicked below. As the prophet Yeshayahu says, the people that provoke me to anger continually, these are as a smoke in my nose, a fire that burns all the day, a pasuk that's found in Yeshayahu. It refers to the wicked, who are as nothing. They are driven away like smoke. David asked that the smoke of the wicked be as smoke that has traveled far and been thinned out. They are thus paid back measure for measure because they cause suffering that is like harmful smoke. Let them be driven away like smoke, and let them be like wax that melts before the fire. Just as fire performs two opposite functions depending on the nature of the substance which it affects, for instance, causing wax to melt and salt to harden, so Hashem repays each one accordingly. The singer mentions both smoke and wax, whereas smoke perishes totally, the substance of the wax remains in a heated form. Accordingly, he says regarding his fierce enemies, as smoke is driven away, so drive them away. Concerning the others, he says, as wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of Hashem. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. V'tzadikim yismuchu yaltzu lifnei likim v'yosisu b'simcha. Let the righteous be glad, let them exalt before Hashem. Yes, let them rejoice with gladness. Then after the downfall of the wicked, the righteous David and the people of Israel will be glad. They will exalt before Hashem in his Beis HaMikdash and also rejoice with gladness outside the Beis HaMikdash in the streets and marketplaces. They will exult in pleasures of the body and rejoice with gladness of the spirit. With the interpretation that the psalm refers to the downfall of Sanherib, the righteous, our King Chizkiyahu and the people of Israel, during his reign they will be glad and exult before Hashem, as Yeshayahu says, you will have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart as when one goes with a flute. Pasuk is found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Since the downfall of Sanherib took place on the night of Pesach, it is conveyed that this joy will be added to the joy of the Yontif, the festival. They will rejoice at this new deliverance and rejoice at the memory of the deliverance from Mitzrayim. Regarding the wars against his enemies, David says that the righteous, his armies, will be glad and exult before Hashem. When in the future the wicked will be punished by fire, the righteous will be glad and exult in the light of Hashem's living presence. Please turn tape. This is true gladness. The repeated expressions of rejoicing pertain to spiritual gladness, now and in the future, for physical joy is only momentary. Thus he says, let the righteous be glad, let them exalt before Hashem, and then return to rejoice with gladness. Pasuk Hey, Pasuk 5. Shira Lelekim Zamru Shemo Sol Leroche Ba'arovos Beyar Shemo Ve'ilzu Lefanov. Sing to Hashem, sing praises to his name, extol him that rides upon the skies, whose name is the Lord, and exalt you before him. They will say to one another, sing to Hashem, sing praises to his name, extol him that rides upon the skies. He rides upon the ancient firmaments. Having said, let the righteous be glad, let him exalt before Hashem, here he goes on to explain that the rejoicing will involve both instrumental music and vocal singing. Thus, shiru means vocal expression, while zimru means the playing of musical instruments. To his name, for they were victorious in war by fighting in his name. As David said to Goliath, you come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of Hashem, of the Lord of hosts. A pasuk is found in Shmuel Aleph. Extol him, from the word solu, that rides upon the skies. Exalt and praise the Lord who rides upon the skies. A similar expression appears in the pasuk in Mishlei that says, exalt her, salselo, and she will promote you. Whose name is Hashem? By this name they wage war against the nations, as it says, the Lord Yudkei is my strength and song. A pasuk is found in Chumash Shemos. And it says, because the Lord Yudkei has sworn by his throne that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. This Yudkei is half the name of Yudkei Bavkei, for Hashem does not require his full name in order to wage war against the nations. Half his name is sufficient. Exalt you before him refers to rejoicing mentioned earlier. Let the righteous be glad, and let them exalt before Hashem. The Midrash says, what does solu mean? Rabbi Yehuda says that it means to praise him. Nehemiah says, prepare your ways before him. As it says, similarly, go through the gates, prepare the way. Solu ha-mesila, a pasuk that's found in Yeshayahu. Rides upon the skies. Our sages teach that when Hashem created the firmament, from all of them he chose only the Aravos as his dwelling place. Thus it says, extol him that rides upon the Aravos, whose name is the Lord. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Avi Yisomim Medayin Almanos Elehim Bim'on Kocho. A father of the orphans and a judge of the widows is Hashem in his holy habitation. Having spoken of the greatness of Hashem, the singer says that in this regard, he's not like kings of flesh and blood, who do not concern themselves with lowly individuals. Rather, Hashem is a father of the orphans, merciful and compassionate towards them like a father, and he's a judge of the widows who saves them from those who oppress and exploit them. As we find this in Malachi, yet is Hashem in His holy habitation. Thus the Torah says, for though Hashem is high, yet regards He the lowliest. Pasuk later on found in Sefer Tehillim. Similarly, our Chachamim teach, wherever you find the greatness of Hashem, and there you will find His humility. They bring proof by citing the present pasuk. Notwithstanding that Hashem is in His holy habitation, He is the father of the orphans and the judge of the widows. Although Hashem is in His holy habitation, as if concealing His face, He nonetheless watches over the orphans and widows. Said Rabbi Yossi, why does Hashem love the orphans and the widows? For their eyes are turned dependently upon no one else but Him. As it says, a father of the orphans and a judge of the widows. Our teachers have said, in the name of Rabbi Lezer, in seven places has Hashem compared Himself with lowly human beings, and this pasuk is one of them. By what praise shall you praise Him? That He is a father of the orphans and the judge of the widows. He is the father of Israel, who are orphans, as the Torah says, we are become orphans and fatherless, a pasuk that's found in Eicha. He is the judge of the widows of Yerushalayim that has become like a widow. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7, Elokim Moshiv Yechidim Baiso Motzi Asirim Bakoshorois Ach Sorim Shochnu Tzichicha. Hashem makes the solitary to dwell in the house. He brings out the prisoners into prosperity. The rebellious dwell but in a parched land. Prior to engaging the enemy in battle, David pleaded, let Hashem arise, let His enemies be scattered. Now he addresses His warriors, reminding them of the acts of loving kindness that Hashem had performed before, including the redemption from Mitzrayim. At that time Hashem made the solitary to dwell in a house. When Paro decreed, every son that is born you will cast into the river, as found in the Chumash Shemos, the Israelite husbands separated from their wives out of fear, as did Amram. But you returned every solitary individual to his home and his wife. You also brought out the prisoners who were shackled into prosperity. The pasuk speaks in the present. He brings out for each one as to see himself as if he personally had come out of Mitzrayim. Furthermore, the rebellious, the Egyptians who rebelled against the will of Hashem by unduly afflicting the Jews and not permitting them to depart, were left on a parched land. They remained in the land of Egypt, which the 10 plagues had destroyed, turning it into a parched desert. Another possible interpretation is that this refers to the Mitzrayim drowning in the sea after it had become a parched region. According to the Targum, he brings out the prisoners into prosperity and the merit of the deeds of our saintly patriarchs. Within the interpretation that the psalm refers to Sancheref, the pasuk refers to those whom he bound in chains, as it says, in chains they will come over, pasuk that's found in Yeshayahu. But Hashem will now bring them forth to freedom. The Israelites were then few against many. As Rabshakeh boasted, I will deliver to you 2,000 horses if you be able on your part to set riders upon them, as found in the Lachem Beis. They did not possess the might to stand up against their enemies, Ashur, unless Hashem helped them. Our Chachamim link the present pasuk to matchmaking as a divine activity. In how many days did Hashem create His world? A matron asked Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, in 6 days. What has He been doing all this time until now? Hashem is occupied with matchmaking. He assigns the daughter of this one to that one, the wife of one to another, the money of this one to that one. If that is his craft, said the matron, I can do the same. I have many men slaves and many women slaves, and in no time I compare them off. Although it's easy in your eyes, Sir Rabbi Yossi replied, for Hashem is as difficult as splitting the Red Sea. Then he departed. The matron took 1,000 men slaves and 1,000 women slaves, stood them facing one another in two rows, and declared, this one will wed that one, and that one will wed this one, and so on. Thus it was in a single night she had them all married. But the next day they came to her, this one with a brain injury, that one with a missing eye, and another with a broken leg. What is with you? She demanded. The man said that he does not want that woman. That woman said that she does not want that man. And so it went. She immediately sent Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, and upon seeing him exclaimed, there is no God like your God. Your Torah is true, splendid, and praiseworthy. You have spoken well, he said to her. Did I not say to you that while it may seem as an easy thing in your eyes,
Hashem, it is as difficult as splitting the Red Sea. How then does Hashem match them? He matches them against their will, and not by what is good for them. Thus it says, Hashem makes it salutary to dwell Bekoshoris. What does Bekoshoris mean? It means weeping, Bechi, and songs, Shiros. Those who are content chant songs, those who are not content weep. Rabbi Hananya said, Rabbi Yossi answered in the following manner, Hashem sits making ladders, lowering this one and raising that one and lowering this one. Say indeed, for Hashem is judge, he puts down one and lifts up another. Know that the souls in Gan Eden come in pairs, for on high there is no half form, only complete forms. As it says, male and female he created them, and called their name Adam, man. Here the Torah says, here Hashem makes the solitary Yechida to dwell in the house. The soul is called Yechida. Our sages teach that Hashem brings matching groups into the world. When there, therefore, a match is made in this world, that is not something new. It has already been arranged beforehand long ago, as our Chachamim say regarding the verse, Ach hevel b'nei Adam, but common men are futile as a breath. Before they are even anything at all in their mother's wombs, they are ready together. Accordingly, at the wedding, a blessing is recited which says, be glad, beloved friends, as the gladness of your formation in Gan Eden before. The wedded couple should be glad of having already been paired earlier on high. Some say that the pasuk refers to childless couples. They are solitary, alone with only each other, but then Hashem causes them to dwell in the house by blessing them with children. As the Torah says, who makes the barren woman to dwell in her house as a joyful mother of children? And as it says, that he made them houses. Pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. The rebellious dwell but in a parched land. This refers to Jews who, because they are spiritually arid, want to remain in exile among the nations. Their punishment will be that they will remain forever in the lands of dispersion, as the prophet Zechariah foresaw. But they did not want to endure the yoke of exile and separated from the community of Israel. David stresses here Hashem's loving kindness towards people in despair. For one, he is a father of the orphans and a judge of the widows. Secondly, he makes the solitary to dwell in the house by providing children for the childless and by setting free prisoners who were kept in chains and close to death. The rebellious who lack faith dwell but in a parched land. They are forever thirsting, unlike the faithful who are content with what they have. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Elehim b'tzeischo lifnei amecho, b'tzadcho b'yishimo n'selo. O God, when you went forth before your people, when you marched through the wilderness Sela, the singer continues by declaring that when the Jews left Egypt, Hashem went before them. As it is written, Hashem went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in the pillar of fire to give them light. That is what he says here. O Hashem, when you went forth before your people, then the earth trembled. When you marched through the awesome wilderness, this condition prevailed Selah constantly. At all times did Hashem go forth before the Jews to wage their wars. Pasuk Tes. Eretz ro'osha af shamayim natfu b'pnei lekim zasina b'pnei lekim elekei Yisrael. The earth trembled, the heavens also dropped at the presence of Hashem, even Sinai itself at the presence of Hashem, the God of Israel. After the Jews reached Mount Sinai and God gave them the Torah, the earth trembled, the heavens also dropped at the presence of Hashem. Thus it says, and the whole mountain trembled greatly. Pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. Even Sinai itself in all its holiness trembled and quaked at the presence of Hashem, the God of Israel. There's also an allusion here to the war against Sihon and Og, the mountains. This metaphor is employed in reference to these kings who towered over the people. Similarly, when you march through the wilderness, refers to the vast and terrible desert which the Jews passed through. As the Torah says, and when we departed from Horeb, we went through all that great and terrible wilderness which you saw by the way of the mountain of the Amorite. you are come to the mountain of Emright, go up and possess it, as Hashem, God of your fathers, has said to you, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. Pasuk Yud, Geshem, Nedavos, Toni, Felikim, Nachloscho, Venilo, Atochananto. A generous rain did you pour down, O Hashem, when your inheritance was weary, you did establish it strongly. Some explain that the entire pasuk pertains to Matan Torah. At Sinai, when the Jews all grew faint in the presence of Hashem, a generous rain did you pour down, O Hashem, like one spraying water on a person who has fainted. It was as if you had poured down a generous rain upon them to revive them. When your inheritance, your people Israel, was wearied to exhaustion from the bondage of the Egyptian exile, when they were fainting in terror at the trembling and shaking of the earth, and the thunderous sounds at Sinai, you did establish it strongly and revived their souls. Rashi explains, this too you did for us. Whenever we needed rain, you would always send us rains of generosity and blessing. When the land of your inheritance was weary with thirsting for water, you established it firmly. Some say that your inheritance means the land of Israel, and was weary refers to the holy city of Yerushalayim. It was weary to exhaustion from having been ruled by so many different peoples, but you did establish it strongly, as it says, Basing Chomishamos, in the sanctuary, O Hashem, which your hands have established. With the interpretation that the psalm is speaking of Matan Torah, the singer says, a generous rain from yourself did you pour down in accordance with your will, charitably and mercifully. For the Jews at Sinai were enveloped in fire from on high, and the Holy One told the heavens to drop dew upon his children. Thus he says here, a generous rain did you pour down, O Hashem, because they are your inheritance. You compassionate and revived their souls when they were weary to exhaustion from the immensely powerful prophetic experience they underwent in a fully conscious state. The singer likens the Torah to a generous rain that Hashem bestows upon the world in abundance, for there is such a great need for it. The Torah is necessary for Israel when they are your inheritance, that is, when they are in the land of Israel, and also when they are weary in exile. The Torah is necessary in order to achieve completeness of the soul, whose life-sustaining nourishment it is. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Chayoscha yoshu bo tochim b'toivoscha le'ani lehim. Your flock settled there, you did prepare of your goodness for the poor, O Hashem. The singer further mentions the loving kindness that Hashem performed for the Jews in the wilderness. Your flock settled there. Your congregation Israel remained in the wilderness a long time, as it says, you dwelt in Kadesh many days. During all that time, you did prepare of your goodness for the poor, O Hashem. You prepared all the necessities required by the impoverished Jews, food, water, and garments, as it says, who fed you man in the wilderness, who brought forth water for you out of the rock of flint. The garment did not grow old upon you. Your flock settled there. Our Chachamim linked this pasuk to Torah study. If a man conducts himself in this regard like a beast that kills and devours, the student immediately reviews what he has learned. Some say like an animal that befouls its food and then devours it. He applies what he has studied of the Torah. Then his learning stays with him. If that is how he conducts himself, then Hashem himself prepares a feast for him. As it says, you did prepare of your goodness for the poor, O Hashem. Some explain if a Torah scholar does not linger over his food, but hurries in order to get back to his studies, and if out of a great desire for the Torah, he's not particular about eating only good foods that require a long time to consume, but acts like a beast that befouls and eats everything at once, together with the dirt, that is, the Talmud Chacham is not predisposed to overindulge in bodily pleasures, then his learning stays with him. Similarly, Achachomim has said, why is the matter of Rus linked to the festival of Shavuos, when Rus, Megillas Rus is read, and the time of Matan Torah, is to teach you that Torah is not granted except through suffering and poverty. Accordingly, the singer says here, your flock settled there, you did prepare in your goodness for the poor, O Hashem. The Torah said to Hashem, blessed be He, master of the world, Make my portion among the tribe of the poor, for if the wealthy will occupy themselves with me, they will grow haughty. But if they are poor, they occupy themselves with me, and yet know that they are hungry and base. A third interpretation says, our stay in the land of Israel for a limited time was in preparation for a stay there forever. As it says, and he brought us out from there that he might bring us in to give us the land. Pasuk is found in Chumash Devarim. He would bring us in for a limited time in order that in the end he will give us the land as an eternal inheritance. The same thought is expressed by the singer here. Your flock settled there, and this intended act will prepare of your goodness for the poor, O Hashem, to establish the anticipated inheritance. Our Chachamim teach that your flock settled there refers to the congregation of Israel, which is called Hashem's own animal or beast. Chayusechov, your animal. They mean to say the following. Animals possess sagacity and instinctive understanding, that is to search for food, shelter and the like, as it says the Pasuk in Iyov, who teaches us by the beast of the earth. That is how they are, and they and their offspring are the same. Likewise, Israel does not change its faith. It is as if they were so created, and they perform their appointed task generation after generation. The singer refers to this by declaring that your flock has settled there. For the sake of God's glory, they stand firm as they are. On account of this, accordingly, you prepare your goodness for the poor, O Hashem. A subtle interpretation is based on the teaching of our sages that when men lack sufficient merit to be sustained by Hashem, he sustains them on account of the beast. As it says, Hashem, you preserve man and beast. Thus the Torah says here, when your inheritance is weary, that is, Klal Yisrael is not deserving, then you prepare of your goodness because your flock, the beast, literally settled there. When the attribute of judgment is active towards men on account of their guilt, Hashem nevertheless sustains them on account of the animals. He prepares for the beast, and men partake of what he has prepared. Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk 12. Adonai Yitain Omer Hamevasro Sover Rav. Hashem gives the word. The women that proclaim the tidings are a great host. Pasuk Yud Gimel Malche Tzvaos Yedodun Yedodun Unvas Bayis Techalek Shalom. Kings of armies flee, they flee, and she who dwells in the house divides the spoil. Having spoken of the wonders that Hashem performed in the past, David now offers a prayer regarding the impending war. May he provide happy tidings for the women who proclaim the tidings to a great host. May they announce happy news to the army. Bear the tidings that kings of the armies flee, they flee. The women who remain within the city can observe the battlefield from afar, and they will see the kings of the invading armies who came to wage war against Israel running in all directions. She who dwells in the house, the congregation of Israel, who stands ready to enter her homeland and dwell there for good, divides the spoil of those kings. Another interpretation says, the women who say farewell to the army marching to war will fortify the hearts of the warriors. They do so by proclaiming, be strong, fight the battle, and be not afraid, for we will bring you the good tidings that the kings of armies flee. They will flee before you, and you will return to your homes peacefully. David asked Hashem that these words of the women who proclaimed the tidings to a great host should come true. Some say that the Pasuk is speaking about the prophecies regarding the redemption and the ingathering of the exiles. May these prophecies that Hashem will then show us wonders come true. May the prophecy come true that kings and armies will come to help us, and that the congregation of Israel, she who dwells in the house, will divide the spoils of the enemies. Hashem answered the pleas of the Jews in the tribe and brought them out from bondage to freedom. He took them into the land of Israel and built them the holy Beis HaMikdash. May the same be true for the Roman exile. May the prophecies come true which say that the host of Israel, until then small and dispersed in all corners of the earth, will be redeemed in the end. and that Hashem will make them into a great host in quality and number. May it come true that the kings of Gog and Magog will flee before the congregation of Israel. May it come true that the Jewish people, who have always been as a bride of Hashem in her enduring faithfulness, divide the spoils of all those kings. Pasuk Yudalit. Pasuk 14. Im tishkevun bein svatoyim kanfe yonin nechpo akesev evroseho birakrak choritz. When you lie among the boundaries, the wings of the dove are covered with silver and her pinions with the shimmer of greenish gold. David encourages his warriors. He tells them, even when you lie among the soot of oven pots, you find yourselves in the worst possible predicament. The wings of the dove are covered with silver and her pinions with the shimmer of greenish gold. Bear yourself high, lofty as the dove that rises up covered with silver. That is to say, they will come to wear the silver garments of their adversaries. These garments are plated with fine green hued gold. They are compared to the dove which is faithful to her mate. Rashi explains, what will the nation say when you lie among the boundaries of your own region's land and delight in pleasure? They will say that you, the congregation of Israel, are my dove, that your wings are covered with silver. Hashem gave us the Torah which renders kings white as snow, free of sin. In the land of darkness and the shadow of death, the wilderness of Sinai, the feathers of the wings were plated with silver. The Israelites found longing, kasuf, delight in the Torah and its commandments. Consequently, her pinions, the limb of the wings that keep her airborne, are covered with a shimmer of greenish gold. This is the purest gold that comes from the lands of Havilah and Cush. It is neither green nor ruddy, the marks of inferior quality, but greenish. Our Chachamim expound this pasuk as alluding to the devoted and saintly women of the Jews in Mitzrayim. When they went to fetch water, Hashem caused small fish to flow into their jugs, and they would return with the jugs filled half with water and half with fish. Then they prepared two bowls, one with hot water and one with fish, which they brought to their husbands toiling in the fields. With the water they washed and anointed them, and then served them food and drink. Afterwards they enticed them to mate with them between the banks. Thus it says, when you lie among the boundaries, in the merit of having thus lain among the boundaries to perpetuate the Jewish people, the Israelites were found worthy of acquiring the spoils washed up by the sea after the Mitzrayim were drowned. The wings of the dove, said Rabbi Yonai, putting on tefillin requires a clean body, like that of Elisha of the wings. Why was he called of the wings? For at one time the wicked government of Rome decreed upon the Jews that anyone who put on tefillin would have his brain pierced. So Elisha would put him on and venture forth into the marketplace. Once he was seen by a Roman official who hastened to approach him. As he came close, Elisha took the tefillin from his head and held him in his hand. What is that in your hand? The official demanded. The wings of a dove, replied Elisha, and opened his hand and found there wings of a dove. Why would a tefillin transform into wings of a dove? For the congregation of Israel is likened to a dove. As it says, the wings of the dove are covered with silver and her pinions with the shimmer of greenish gold. Just as the wings of the dove protect her, so the mistress protect them. When the dove is weary, it flies on one wing and rests on the other. Pasuk Tesvav, Pasuk 15. Before race, Shakai Melochem Bob Tashlek Betzalmo. When the Almighty spreads out kings for her, those in shadow darkness will be made white as snow. The congregation of Israel, having been likened to a dove, the singer goes on to say here, although the Almighty spreads out kings like a net to capture the dove, and she sits in darkness and the shadow of death, soon she'll be made white as snow within that darkness and shadow of death. Another interpretation says, when Hashem destroys the five kings, she, in the midst of her woes, will be made white as snow. The shadow of death will become bright enough to cast a light on her troubles. as it says, "For behold, the darkness will cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples, but Hashem will arise upon you, and His glory will be seen upon you," a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Some explain, when Hashem spreads out to make the kings victorious, then the Talmud will become white as snow. A whiteness like snow will be seen on Mount Salmon that is located on the eastern side of the Yarden River. Pasuk Tes Zayin, Pasuk 16. Har Lakim Har Boshan Gavnunim Har Boshan. A mountain of God is the mountain of Boshan. A mountain of peaks is the mountain of Boshan. David now turns to his enemies who want to inherit the Holy Land. This land is blessed with imposing heights, physically and spiritually. He mentions the mountain of Shem, namely the Temple Mount and the mountain of Bashan, with its plentiful yield of wheat. For emphasis, he then again says, Mountain of Bashan, the mountain of Shem, is also called Libnonim, a mountain of peaks, for it is marked by sublime qualities of excellence, whereby it rises above the other mountains. Our Chachamim teach that the same mountain was called by six different names: the mountain of Hashem, the mountain of Bashan, Mount Moriah, Mount Horeb, Mount Sinai, and the mountain of peaks. Pasuk Tes Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, rather. Lama Teratzdun Horim Gavnunim Hohol Chomad Elikim Leshifto Af Hashem Yishkol Nanesach. Why do you look with hostility, mountains of peaks, at the mountain which Hashem desired for His abode? Yes, Hashem will dwell there forever. Why do you assault these mountains and desire to destroy them? In particular, why do you want to destroy the mountain which Hashem desired for His abode? This site is His permanent abode. Hashem will dwell there forever. We will continue Mir Hashem in our next shir. We will repeat the Neder Pasuk Yud Zayin. We are learning Sefer Tehillim. This is Shir number 33. We are using the commentary of Ma'am Loes by Rabbi Shmuel Yishalmi. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, for yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for listening to any of our other hundreds of Torah lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. We are holding in chapter 66, Pasuk 15. May the learning of Torah also be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinda Manila of blessed memory. Again, chapter 66, Pasuk 15. We already learned part of the Pasuk last time. I'm going to repeat the Pasuk right now. Olos meichim ha'aleloch im ketores elim ese boko im aturim selo. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fatlings with the sweet smoke of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats, selah. Said Rabbi Idi, it appears from here that David desired to emulate the offerings of the princesses of the 12 tribes in the desert. They were the only ones who brought offerings of bullocks and rams and sheep, as the Torah says in Chumash Bamidbar. According to our Chachamim, the Ketores mentioned here refers to an actual incense offering. Thus the Pasuk reads, with incense offering and rams, beloved is the incense offering, for David desired to offer incense. The offerings of the princesses included, first of all, the incense offering. Thus it says regarding the offerings of each prince, one spoon of 10 shekels of gold full of incense. Pasuk Tazayin, Pasuk 16. Lechu shimu v'sapro kol yirei lekim, come and hear, all you who fear Hashem, and I will declare what He has done for my soul. Having said earlier, come and see the works of Hashem that He performed for our nation, David continues here, come and hear, all you who fear Hashem, and I will declare what He has done for my soul. I will relate what He did for me personally. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk 17. Elo pi karasi veromam tachas ishoni. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. Behold the good that he has done for me. Whenever I cried out to him with my mouth, I also extolled him with my tongue. To be able to do so is a great favor. This indicates that one must not raise one's voice unduly at prayer. Our Chachamim teach whoever raises his voice when praying is of the false prophets, as the Torah says, and they cried aloud, pasuk that's found in Melachim Aleph. Accordingly, David says here, I cried out, although I cried out, it was a whisper within my mouth. Even when I raise my voice, it comes out tachas lishoni, literally from under my tongue. Pasuk Yudches, pasuk 18. Oven imraisi belibi lo yishma adonai. If I beheld iniquity in my heart, Hashem would not hear. When I had an evil thought, David says, Hashem would not reckon it against me as an evil deed. Hence, Chachamim infer from here that Hashem does not equate a wrongful thought with a wrongful deed. The exception is an idolatrous thought, that thought being the deed. If I beheld iniquity in my heart, if I myself became aware of a wrongdoing, which I regretted, then Hashem would not hear accusations against me about this sin, for I had already clearly not forgotten him. The commentators thus explain the following prayer. For you remember all the forgotten things forever. You remember all those who want to make themselves forget. Some explain David's words as follows. If I beheld iniquity in my heart, that is, whenever I had some evil thought, I said to myself that assuredly Hashem would not hear my prayer. So I would endeavor to free my heart of every wrongful thought. Pasuk Yutes, Pasuk 19. Ochein shama lekim hikshi v'kol tefilasi. But in truth Hashem has heard, he has attended to the voice of my prayer. In truth, however, even if I beheld iniquity in my heart, Hashem would hear my prayer to him. He attended to the voice of my prayer. Another interpretation says David's intent is to fortify the people of Israel. When they are in exile, let them not despair but pray. For in truth, Hashem is heard. He has attended to the voice of my prayer, even when it was not offered in fullest devotion. If this was true for me, a single individual, it is assuredly true for an entire congregation. I cried to him with my mouth. I asked Hashem for the proper words of prayer. And he was extolled with my tongue even before I had actually uttered the words of praise that precede the prayer. Although he does not consider inquisitive thoughts, Hashem has heard, he considers prayer and thought, he has attended to the voice of my prayer. Even when he previously answered my prayer was nevertheless beloved before Hashem, and he listened to it. Pasuk Chof, Pasuk 20. Baruch lekim ashlo heisir tivilosi v'chastom iti. Blessed be Hashem who has not turned away my prayer, not his loving kindness from me. David thanks Hashem for not having turned away his prayer. Rather, he welcomed it, granted it. Blessed be Hashem who has not turned away my prayer, nor his loving kindness from me. A man will sometimes petition for something that's not good for him, and Hashem does not hear his petition. He listens to the prayer, but then does what is good for the person. Accordingly, David says, blessed be Hashem, who has not turned away my prayer, but he heard my petition, and did not turn away his loving kindness from me by doing what is good for me. David was in the habit of saying, I myself am fearful of saying things before Hashem, lest I stumble in my words, or lest I have iniquity in my heart. Therefore I said, let it be the will of Hashem to grant my request without my mouth having spoken. However, I merited that Hashem has heard, he has attended to the voice of my prayer. I gave utterance to the tongue, pasuk that's found in Mishle, and I did not stumble. For this I thank him, blessed be Hashem, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his loving kindness from me. Chapter 67, pasuk 1. Lam Netzeach ben Ginos Mizmor Shir. For the conductor with the Ginos string music of psalm, a song. The present psalm speaks of the days of Mashiach. We will then be worthy of great abundance, and the name of Hashem will be sanctified. For in the end of days, all the nations will go in the way of Hashem and render glory to His name. This is found a few psukim further.
This will inspire the Jewish people to be strong in faith and to walk in the light of Hashem always. As the Torah says in Shmuel Beis, why are you the last to bring the king back to his house? Following the previous pasuk which spoke of the exile, David offers a prayer to quicken the redemption. It's a prayer for spiritual deliverance and material deliverance. Some explain that the present psalm, like the foregoing two psalms, pertains to the Beis HaMikdash. As it is the continuation of the foregoing, once again David's name is not mentioned. Pasuk Beis, Pasuk 2. Elohim yuchanenu v'yivorchenu yo'er pono v'itonu selov. Hashem favor us with grace and bless us, may He cause His face to shine towards us, selov. David HaMelech lists three forms of well-being that Hashem will bestow upon us following the building of the Holy Beis Mikdash in Zion. One, Hashem will favor us with grace, save us from trouble. Two, He will bless us with the temporary good of wealth and possessions, honor children